I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Burmese authorities are in the hot seat facing some major accusations. When governments persecute Christians, it's a time for the global church to step up. More on that in just a moment. You also get the scoop on a fun essay writing contest just for kids. That story in about 3 minutes. First, the recent disappearance of two Kachin pastors in Burma is now thought to be the work of the Burmese army. As human rights groups call for more detail from Burmese authorities, there's this question. How does the military get away with such blatant persecution? Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders explains at least one factor.
The government that's in place in many ways does want to see more freedom for the ethnic minorities. But the problem is that the military now has got so much power, and the military has been in power so long that it kind of operates outside of the government.
Their operations include widespread ethnic and religious cleansing. And most days, nationwide peace seems unattainable. It's why it's easier to give up and forget rather than use our influence, resources, and voice to help.
God calls us to be a blessing to others. He doesn't give us all these things and all this money so that we can be comfortable ourselves, but so that we can bless others and we can show and demonstrate His love, sacrificial love, to others in need. And there are lots of opportunities for us to do that around the world right now.
To find your place in this story, visit missionnews.org and pray for the missing pastors, for their families, and their congregation. And ask God to bring peace through the gospel to Burma. War and rumors of war. There's trouble between Burundi and Rwanda again. And the conflict is sending hundreds of thousands fleeing to Tanzania. Tent Schools International's Dale Dielman explains.
Generally ethnically based, there's been increasing instability there. Currently in the camps, split between Congolese, but mostly Burundian refugees in Tanzania, in three camps, there are about 275,000.
Over the course of this year, if nothing changes, that number will increase by 10,000 people per month. Tanzania is just not equipped to handle it with its four refugee camps. Ministries like Tent Schools and their partners are stepping into the gap, providing education and meeting some of the humanitarian needs. But the big question is, what will all these people do when the war is over? Their partner asked for help with computer skills training and IT training.
Especially for young people, gives them hope, something tangible that they can do, some skills that they can have. And through the trainers that are linked with this ministry, they'll hopefully also be presented with people showing them the compassion of Jesus.
Bible study is also being offered along with the computer skills training. The hardware is on its way, but as with any new project launch, this needs serious prayer cover. And finally, if you're an elementary school-aged kid, or you know one, we've got an exciting contest to share with you. Audio Scripture Ministries is hosting their Storyteller of the Year essay contest for grades 1 through 6. ASM's wildlife storytellers are stuffed animals with pouches, and those pouches hold players that tell dramatized Bible stories for kids. J.P. Sundararajan with ASM says kids are invited to write short essays answering this question.
If they could give one of these storytellers to somebody anywhere in the world, who would it be and why would they do this?
Now, the idea for the contest came from a vacation Bible school in Indiana. The VBS kids raised money for storytellers for children in India. ASM sent a sample storyteller and other materials to the program, and when the materials were returned, the sample storyteller wasn't in the box, but there was a note explaining why.
One of the kids in their community, who was kind of on the periphery of the church, was ill and she was hospitalized, and she was kind of dealing with some pretty serious health issues. And the kids, of their own accord and volition, decided that instead of sending me the sample storyteller back, that they were going to bless their friend because they thought she could use this more than anybody else.
The deadline for the kids' essay submissions is March 18th. You can find more details about the contest, the guidelines, and the prizes at the full story at our website. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, listener supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slava Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House, written by Ruth Dineker Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.